Alex Contasta spends a lot of time asking herself what she calls a philosophical question.
What is spring?
Contasta is an environmental researcher at UNH. She says, historically, spring has been a brief burst of a season that starts with warming air temps and ends when trees have all their leaves. But her research suggests that the time it takes to get from winter to summer may be getting longer.
What we found was that if you have a warmer winter that has less snow, spring is longer. And not just the spring longer, but the time between any of those two spring transitions also tends to be longer.
UNH has installed sensors across the state. They take measurements of things like stream flow and soil temperature. And those sensors automatically dump incremental data into spreadsheets. Contasta took 3 years of that data and found that the warmer the winter, the longer the lag time between events.
So the time from when the snow starts to melt to when leaves emerge in trees, that's a longer period.
In addition to asking questions like, what is spring, Contasta says she also thinks about what a longer, more drawn-out spring could mean.
If soils are really warm for a long time before trees are active, then all those nutrients are turning over in the soil and might be lost before plants can take them up, right? That's what I think about when I have my scientist hat on.
When she takes her scientist hat off, she says she's still thinking about the longer spring. What will it mean for maple syrup? Will it be too muddy to hike in April? For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in Concord.